This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We have no idea what that substance is, Stephon Diggs. And I'm not here to absolve him and, defend him. But it's a video. We have no idea what's going on there. The NFL certainly isn't going to suspend anybody for some sort of video. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a player being suspended for street drugs? So to me, this is one of these typical NFL offseason, not much going on. The Patriots haven't practiced in a week. They got sick of talking about Drake May's interceptions, and it's much to do about nothing. It's completely overblown.
Greg Bedard on his podcast, No Big Whoop. Stephon, we're all just bored. That's why we're talking about Stephon Diggs on a boat. You agree with that, Keith?
No, I don't. I mean, and I get the overall point. We were saying this right off the rip. Like, I don't think it's the end of the world, like what he had with him and all that stuff and just like being on a boat. But I do think when Mike Vrabel's first question is asked about it and he has to deal with it, and it's just like time away from like any football type of topic. I don't know how you can look at it and say it's nothing. You know, like it's this video that's been picked up a million times. I don't think you like release the guy or anything. And that, who knows if there's even going to be like league penalties. But he's like one of your veteran guys that you brought in that I think you thought this you wouldn't have to worry about anything. And like before he even plays a game, before he even plays like a full padded practice, you're already dealing with that.
So
I think it's more the headache factor for Vrabel than it is like, oh, what's in peak cocaine? Like,
but Bedard brought up, and it wasn't in that clip, but a separate portion, he talked about the league really can't do anything with Steph Diggs. The league doesn't even care about street drugs. Case in point, Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do.
So I don't think anything comes from the league. I saw Breer suggest that the reason Diggs wasn't here, and we talked about this in real time, whatever, Wednesday, whenever the story first came out, whether or not it was Vrabel who asked Diggs to stay away. That was his supposition? I highly doubt that, just judging on the way that Vrabel talked about it.
Yeah.
But that's interesting to me. Like, are they that upset where they're like, don't even bother showing up? That doesn't ring true to me.
I hope not.
Listening to Vrabel, that doesn't ring true to me. But, Breer's a plugged-in guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just... It's off. He's off to a bad start.
I mean, asked him to stay away, then that is like a really bad
Yeah, time. And look, he's off to a bad start. I don't think it's nothing. I don't think we're just bored. I think it is a story. But if you're asking me to predict the future, I think he's going to be on the team. I think he'll be back week 4, certainly by week 5 when they play Buffalo. And when he's on the field, he'll be productive. I mean, that would be my prediction.
Yeah, but, obviously I'm more worried about the knee than I am, what he does on boats and things like that. But I think just it's one of these things that's become a topic for the Patriots, and Mike Vrabel has to deal with it. And you're like, you already have a room of guys that just were doing all the wrong things last year, right? And again, varying degrees. Like, it's not like criminal things that they were doing, but it was just eye rolls and like head scratches. And you're like, what is this guy saying now? They ended up cutting a couple of guys that like posted stuff on Instagram, maybe not directly because of that, but it was all on the long line of stuff, like every one of those receivers. So now you bring in a guy that's played more games than everybody else, and now like he's doing stuff too that you're just like, oh my God, with this?
It's the kind of stuff you were hoping you weren't going to deal with as much with Mike Vrabel. It wasn't really on my radar with Diggs. Yelling at a quarterback, you know, showing up a coordinator or something in-game demanding the ball, like, that was all on my radar.
Right.
But, yeah, this kind of stuff really wasn't. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Tom E. Curran was on WEEI Afternoons yesterday. He joins us high noon every Tuesday on Jones and Keefe, Tommy Tuesday. Also Thursdays on WEEI Afternoons. I thought he had some interesting thoughts on Drake May and his, inaccuracy and start to OTAs. Here's Curran yesterday.
But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of, like a shortstop swinging at the first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Okay. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean Josh McDaniels isn't? Does that mean that it's just things that Drake May has to tighten up? But it goes beyond the picks, is my point.
Well, this
or at least what I would hone in on. It goes beyond, oh, it's just four interceptions, no big deal. The guy's wildly inaccurate. He's skipping throws like a shortstop. Like, I don't like that.
Now, this is where I think you're one of these you can teach accuracy people,
yes.
Right? And there's been proof of it. I mean, Josh Allen, his first 2 years, even his second year where they were winning a bunch of games.
I'm really more of an accuracy is overrated.
Accuracy is overrated. Really, also, not that you can teach it.
No, I think
you kind of can, though. Like, in a weird way, you would think that's just something that you kind of have, but I think Josh Allen is proof of that. Even, like, Jalen Hurts, I feel like at one point Jalen Hurts wasn't super accurate, and then now you're like, he's, like, pretty pinpoint. So maybe that's just something that's going to come later in his career. And, like, so maybe he will have some issues with accuracy in year two, but it doesn't mean you, like, write him off, because I think plenty of people – I mean, it'd be hilarious to dig up everything that was written and said about Josh Allen halfway through his second year. I think people were ready to move on from the guy, and now he's the best quarterback in the league.
Oh, I mean, I was – I don't want to say leading that charge.
Yeah,
there were probably a lot of Bills fans leading
sure.
that charge.
Oh,
I didn't believe in Josh Allen early on in his career. And, yeah, I thought the inaccuracy would catch up to him. I thought he was too turnover-prone. And he's cleaned a lot of that up. I mean, he'll still turn it over, not as much last year. But that's the kind of thing you can see out of some of these guys. 617-779-7937. Now, this is Ray in Boston, not to be confused, I don't think, with Ray in Cumberland, who I know is here. Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Ray.
Hey, I just want to speak on the behalf of the New England fans. Like, I don't care what Diggs does on a bowl. Like, I don't care. My point I relate it to is, like, Lawrence Taylor, during halftime, was doing some pretty crazy stuff. I'm not going to say what it was on the radio for you guys' sake, because I don't want to get dumped out of. But, what are we going to do? Take Lawrence Taylor out of the Hall of Fame?
I don't think we're asking for that. But, Ray, do you care that he's not at OTAs?
No, I don't care. Guy's a great football player. I apparently the Patriots care, but I also want to kind of just jump in on this Drake May thing. I'm like, yeah, it's got me real worried, because last time I checked, they don't say, oh, Patrick Mahomes threw four interceptions and is skipping throws off in OTAs. Like, whether the receivers can get open or not, right? That's one thing. It's like, man, these guys are clamped. May has nowhere to go. But, like,
I agree with that to an extent. Like, I was talking about this with Wiggy earlier. He's like, oh, well, it's OTAs. Like, we've read about guys with bad starts. I'm like, I don't remember reading too much about four interception days.
No.
Like, that's an especially bad day.
And I also look at it different, like an established guy, like the caller brought up Patrick Mahomes. Like, whatever, he could skip a throw in OTAs, nobody would care. Like, if you're established, OTAs matter less. And so I guess that's where, when you go back to Steph Diggs, you're like, well, he himself is established, but is he established with this team? Is he established with this quarterback? Right? Like, that's different. It's a different team. So that's why I think you make the argument for Steph Diggs should be there.
Yeah, I mean, look, I care that he's not at OTAs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care about what happened on the boat. I care if he gets disciplined. Like, I care if the league has to step in and he can't be out there. But that's ultimately what I care about. Is he on the field? Is he out there? Is he going to be himself? And when the caller says he's a great player, well, he was.
Yeah.
He's coming back from an injury.
Oh,
he's going to be 32
right.
in the middle of the year. So, I mean, he was a great player. No one's arguing that. Is he still going to be a great player? And is he doing everything it takes to get out on the field? Like, that would be my skepticism with this story, and that's why I care about it.
Yeah, and I still don't know if it was a planned – like, was he planning on missing this way before the video came out?
But do you – listening to Vrabel, do you think it sounded like it was planned?
No.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, I don't know. But also, I'll stop to saying I don't know, but it doesn't sound planned.
No, but reading between the lines on Vrabel, it's impossible for me to know whether Vrabel told him to stay away. I think Vrabel would rather have him there. That's what I think.
I don't think Vrabel asked him to stay away either. Vrabel sounded like he absolutely wanted him there. So I agree with that, yeah.
So, I mean, they just got to get the guy out there. And, like, where this goes from here, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the knee is still the utmost important thing. Like, is he going to be ready week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, regardless of what else, you know, he's been dealing with right now?
Well, and we talked about this before, but, you know, Kendrick Bourne, and Diggs is a way better player, or at least was, and has been for his career. When Bourne came back last year, he didn't come back until October.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he wasn't the same player he was pre-injury. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He barely did anything last year, and he was even eased into it a little bit, so I'd expect some of that with Diggs when he comes back, which is why I can't just excuse away the offense not doing anything without Diggs out there. Mm-hmm. The caller's right. Ray in Boston's right. Like, he's still going to be throwing to Pop Douglas. He's still going to be throwing to, I guess Mac Hollins and Kyle Williams are newer guys. Maybe Booty. Players like this. I hope not Javon Baker. I hope not Jalen Polk. But if Diggs isn't ready and he's not rehabbing the way he should be and he's not out there week one, that's your receiving core. That stinks.
It does stink. So does he still get the receivers are bad excuse? If Diggs isn't playing.
I'm not giving it to him, no.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad. Now, like Mahomes.
Let's see Williams. Let's see if Williams can play. But maybe if Williams can't and Diggs is way behind schedule, maybe. But not early in the year, especially with Diggs, I assume, coming back around the beginning of October.
And like Jaden Daniels had Terry McLaurin and not much else after that.
Right.
Right. So if you're able to put up those kind of numbers and win that many games with just McLaurin, that kind of hurts the argument for giving May excuses about Steph Diggs.
It's the Aquidneck going out for a sail there.
That's a big boat.
That is a big boat.
Or is that a ship?
No, that's a
boat.
That's a sailboat.
Sailboat.
That's what I call that. I heard
it's good size.
I
think you'll be able to see it on Twitch.
Oh yeah, you should be able to. The people from the Intrepid stopped by. I don't know that Wiggy was willing to go out on that. Wiggy said he's more of a yacht guy, not so much of
a... Is that right?
Like
a parked yacht?
He's more of a yacht guy. He's not like an America's Cup style, because he doesn't like the tilting of the boat, which I was kind of with him on.
So he gets seasick is what you're saying. Well, I think you can wear one of those little bracelets.
I think he's afraid of falling in the ocean, which I wouldn't really want to do either. I don't want to tip off a boat.
I like a good swim, though.
Look, I like a soak as much as anybody.
Yeah, you were there this morning.
I took one this morning. I'm not trying to fall into the ocean off like a schooner. I'm not trying to do that.
That's exciting. That's the Aquidneck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's out for a little sale.
Is the eight rings plus one dock somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. All right. We got our eyes out for Steph Diggs' boat. We got our eyes out for the the one plus eight rings.
Oh yeah, one plus eight rings.
Yeah, 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 very very classy name. Yeah, for sure. That's so Jones great. And Keefe at the Lobster Bar in Newport. It is the Greg Hill Show Road Show After Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.